You're Going Beyond, a podcast for aspiring and established independent spa professionals and mind-body practitioners with Darlene Richardson of Embodied by Exhale Spa Escapes and special guest Samuel Nelson of Massage on the Go. All right, greetings, and I want to welcome everyone to Going Beyond with me, Darlene of Exhale Spa Escapes, and our special guest today, Sam Nelson of Massage on the Go. We're just going to talk today about mindset and the power of mindset and how important it is to be very aware and conscious of the mindset that you have in growing and developing, creating your own independent or interdependent business. So, Sam, if you would just give us a brief introduction of yourself, you can share whatever it is on your heart to share.
Hi, I'm Samuel Nelson, the owner of Massage on the Go Memphis. We are a nationwide chair massage company. We'll bring the massage to your office, to your home, to any event. I'm also the owner of Medical Massages of Memphis. We take health insurance, well, auto insurance, work with Cubs claims. I'm also the owner of Massage Education, and we'll come into your office and educate you about stress management in the workplace and massage therapy and how everything relates.
Good deal. Thank you for sharing. You are definitely a man of many businesses, many successful businesses. Me personally, you know, I'm real big on definitions, and I know last podcast we spoke on, not us, but Candace and I spoke on success and like what success is, what success means, and you know, we everyone has their own unique definition of what success is, because of course what success is to one person may not necessarily be the same as what it might be for someone else. So anyways, with that being said, I want to share my own definition of mindset, what mindset means to me, especially in the sense of building a mind-body business and also creating the lifestyle that I want. To me, mindset means typically a state of being. It's the state of mind. It dictates like our mental energy and the behaviors that we have, and those behaviors that we have or habits that we have actually create our lives and kind of order our steps as we go along on our day-to-day and even progress towards our goals. So what would you consider your definition of mindset to be?
My mindset of a successful mind is just right. That's the question.
What do you consider mindset to be? So today we're talking primarily about the power of mindset, how important it is to be very conscious and aware of your state of mind when you're building your mind-body business, building your mind-body practice professionally. Like I mentioned before, and I should probably mention this now because there may be some listeners who did not hear the introductory podcast, but this podcast is for independent, established and aspiring independent spa professionals, mind-body practitioners, and holistic wellness professionals. So we're just creating a platform to give everyone tools to be able to build success, whatever that may be for them. So considering the power of mindset, what would be your definition of mindset and the importance of it?
Yeah, I always enter into a room or to a situation with seeing the positive outcome. Mm-hmm. If you come through my my home, my door, it has a T-shirt that says great things come to those that hustle. And then when you walk down my hallway, it says the impossible is only impossible until somebody has enough faith to do the impossible. Then after that, therefore, it's possible. Be the man with faith. So I always want to be positive in my mindset. And also, I'm realistic. You know, I won't say tomorrow I'll wake up and be a millionaire, but I say in the future, I'm laying for a foundation that I will be a multimillionaire. Then my confidence will sustain itself and something that I can pass on to my children. So I'm always trying to have that positive mindset, even in the midst of chaotic situations, I always take a deep breath and I say, God, what can I learn from this so I won't be in this situation again?
Good deal. Exactly. I say amen, amen, especially to the whole impossible being possible aspect of things. Or the quote that you have at the end of your hallway. I know we spoke before and had a conversation, and you mentioned that you were reading a book. I think the name of the book was like Millionaire Mindset or something like that, and I know you're probably not finished with the book, but I just mentioned that to mention that I'm currently rereading a book with the mastermind group that I'm a part of. The name of the book is called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. A lot of people might be familiar with that. But in this, the book, the chapter that we're currently reading is on organized planning, and it refers to, like, the necessities of turning your desire into action. With this being said, I know a part of mindset, having a the power of mindset being influenced in your life, that the key thing is, you know, having a positive mindset, thinking positive, because of course, you know, I personally feel like the mind, body, and spirit are all connected. So, you know, what affects one affects another. Therefore, whatever we think and whatever we believe is what actually manifests in our body physically and spiritually, and therefore manifests in the physical sense, like tangible things or opportunities and things like that that might come to us in our lives. So with that, all of this being said, I want to ask you, Sam, what keeps you focused and what keeps you motivated on your journey, you know, as a business person, as a person who operates, you know, independently?
I have a servant spirit, and not trying to go too deep, but I know that I'm here to help, but I also know that I have to help the next generation. So I'm not getting up every morning just for myself and selfish gain. I'm getting up so I can make sure I can provide for my mother, help my brother, my nieces, and my nephews, and also be in a position to help other people become successful. And that's why when you said earlier about success, my definition of success is being in a position that you can help other people reach their dreams. So even with that millionaire mindset, it talks about surrounding yourself with positive people. It talks about surrounding yourself with people that you feel that are stronger in the areas that you are weaker, so you can try to understand how did they become so great at this. So it's just feeding off of each other energy. And I'm 100% agreeing with you about if your mind and your body and your spirit is feeling good, I don't care what else going on, you will throw that energy out there. You can see a beautiful person. You and I see somebody, we think they're absolutely gorgeous. But if they don't feel it inside of themselves, they're not going to shoot it out. So they're going to walk with their head down. They're going to look a certain way in their face. They're not going to have that confident smile. You know, that person that walks in the room and they're automatically everybody looks at them because their energy they're giving off. They're giving that successful energy off.
I see. And like I mentioned, well, before briefly with the book that I'm reading on Think and Grow Rich in Organized Planning, in the chapter, it refers to a chapter further on in the book that talks about, you know, creating a mastermind. And you talked about how in the book that you're reading, they talked about surrounding yourself with, you know, positive people and people who are doing good things, or people possibly who are in places that you'd like to go to and that kind of thing. And that's, I think, what is very helpful or beneficial in a mastermind group or in a group that has a lot of different relationships in it, like a mastermind group. In Think and Grow Rich, they say, there's a quote in there that probably came from somewhere else, I'm not sure. It says, a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. And I know we've probably heard that said before, but it just reminded me, you know, that type of mindset, like you said, the T-shirt on your door, what does it say?
Great things come to those that hustle. Okay. See, the word is weight is in on the shirt, and there's a line going through weight.
Okay.
And the word hustle is big and red.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now, see, that brings a whole nother element to the thought of a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. But that's what made me think about that, too, when you mentioned your T-shirt. Because, you know, to be persistent, you have to be persistent in work. You have to not to say that you have to, you know, work until your fingers bleed type of thing, or you have to work to the point to where you can't make time to enjoy that, you know, reap the fruits of your labor, so to speak, or enjoy the fruits of your labor. But you definitely want to be persistent in the action that you put behind the dream and the desires and the goals that you are headed towards. Another thing is in the book Think and Grow Rich, they talked about how, you know, people who, if you're going to sell any kind of service to anyone, of course, first of all, you have to be confident in the service that you provide, and you also have to have spirit of service and, you know, just a good positive spirit when delivering your service in order to entice people or have people to return to you and continue to grow your business. But it also talks about how good leaders make decisions quickly, and they usually don't change or waver from whatever they decide. And that made me think about procrastination. I know, you know, I struggle with it sometimes, and a lot of times I look to find distractions just so that I don't have to do something else that I probably really don't prefer to do, even though I know it may help me in the long run, or it might benefit my lifestyle or my business in the long run. So what do you do first of all, how do you feel about procrastination and the whole hustle mentality? And what do you do to keep the ball rolling?
Well, the thing with me, I struggle with procrastination in certain fields, but my main issue is I have to learn everybody is not as efficient and quick as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I hear an issue, I solve it and keep moving. And it used to frustrate me that other people want to linger. You know, if you make a decision going left or right, and right is the quickest way to get there, I'm going right. And then everybody else said, well, we didn't discuss it. And that was my issue. I didn't have time to discuss. I knew which way to go, so I did it. So I had to realize how to step back and show people where I'm going. If that makes sense. So I had to communicate better, basically. I had to learn how to communicate better with other people that are either in my field or what have you. But I do procrastinate on paperwork. Like if it's a physical action, like I need to be somewhere to talk or I need to, you know, physically go and do, I'm great with it. But if I got to sit down and do all the paperwork, I hate that. And that's what I procrastinate on. So I pay people to do it.
Oh, right. That's what I'm talking about. And yeah, you are making sense. You asked if, you know, if that makes sense. It definitely does make sense. I understand what you're saying about, you know, procrastination above all else, and then also not necessarily putting things off, but you. If you're working with a team, or you know you are working towards creating advocates for your business, whether it be, you know, other people in similar professions or your clients, so that they can bring you referrals and that kind of thing, you definitely want to, you know, be aware if you're moving too fast or if you're skipping some steps that might need to be shared with them in order to help them help you or help them, you know, share what you do with other people and that kind of thing. So, I don't know if this is kind of asking the same question or not, but how do you prepare for success? How do you participate in the realization of success?
Since I was 13 years old, I've been quoting, "A man without a plan plans to fail." So everything I do is calculated. I mean, and that's with my other issue. I don't know how to turn off business. So, and what I mean by that, in every aspect of my life, when somebody asks me to do something, I automatically develop an order of operation or a plan in my head on how to execute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way I stay focused. And I also believe in multiple vision boards and having them connect to each other. So my personal life connects to my business life, which connects to my spiritual life and my health life. You know, because everything coincides, because you are that one person that's wearing multiple hats. So
mm-hmm.
that balance of a plan on how the spider web is webbed together to define you is what I live by.
Okay. That's powerful. That's saying a whole lot, Sam. Like the whole, you know, was it plan?
A man without a plan plans to fail. That's Benjamin Franklin.
Okay. And yeah, I think that's kind of like, I've heard something like that. Plan to fail or fail to plan. Oh, fail to plan means you are planning to fail or something like
right.
that.
Right. A man, yep.
Right. And I think, you know, creating a plan and taking that initial step and kind of seeing where it is you want to go and how you plan on getting there can assist your mindset, you know, because a lot of times, you know, when you're thinking positive and you're creating a powerful mindset for yourself, to me, it's like some people say, putting out into the universe your request or saying, it's like a prayer or, you know, expressing what you'd like to have happen or you desire to have happen in your life. And it is all connected, you know. Business and personal life are connected. You know, a lot of people be like, I don't, you know, mix business with pleasure or don't do that, that's not good. I'm like, how can you not do that? How can you not mix business with pleasure or business with your personal life, whatever, you know, whichever or both? Because it's your lifestyle. All of it is wrapped into, you know, your day-to-day activity and how you live. So, yeah, and the whole vision board thing I think is very powerful and something that's been, you know, kind of hyped up and popularized over the last few years. Okay.
Yeah, it really works, though.
It really does. It keeps it. That's another, like, a practical application of creating a powerful mindset because it keeps it in the forefront of your mind what your goals are, what your desires are, what your expectations are for your life, for your business, for your life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just ask the question to the listeners just to kind of, you know, get you all to think a little bit about your current state of mind or your current mindset. First of all, just kind of think about whether or not you feel like your current mindset might need some adjustment or fine tuning or what have you. And then also think, and you can even use this as like a reflective journal prompt of the question, do you fear success? Do you fear failure? Is there anything that you are tolerating in your life that you could, of course, do without? Is there anything that you're procrastinating on? Just to give a little bit of thought, power, or energy to what your current state is. And if on reflection of those questions you find that your response or your answers are not what you desire for them to be, what type of plan of action can you put in place to help change that? Whether it be changing your mindset as far as positive thinking is concerned, and whether or not you want to implement things like specific prayers or doing affirmations every morning or every day or what have you, what type of action steps, productivity tasks type things can you do in order to create the behaviors that will ultimately create the results that you desire. So that's just something I'd like to charge our listeners with. We're going to be wrapping up fairly shortly. I definitely like to have all the podcasts include something practical, and not only tidbits and insights that the listeners can take with them and help guide them on their journeys to building the practice of their dreams, but to also give some practical, like, step-by-step processes or things that they can put into their routine or what have you that might be beneficial. Do you have anything that you might want to share? I know you kind of, you know, intertwine some of it into the conversation. But So, I'm sorry, Sam. So I'm gonna rephrase it in a question that might help come up with the proper response from what I'm looking for. What would you say, or what advice would you give to a person who is considering or already currently practicing as an independent, you know, mind body professional, spa professional, holistic wellness professional?
Number one, find out your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Were you drawn to it? Did you think it was cool? Are you driven to really help people? Are you doing it for personal gain? Because after you find out your motivation, why, it will guide you to the people that you need in your circle to make things happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. And to add to that, I'd like to give the advice to listeners to consider the words that they use, because I feel like words and language have power. They have vibrations that help to bring to us that which we speak of. So I think that my advice would be to be more conscious and aware and consider the choice of words that we use on a day-to-day basis, whether we're referring to our businesses, ourselves, or someone else. And just because I'm curious, Sam, I think we might have talked about this before, but there's somewhere with this, like, this practice of, like, if you could be sitting on a park bench with anybody, who would it be? And so I will ask you that question now. So if you could be sitting on a park bench and able to, you know, speak to anybody living or dead or deceased, and be able to ask, pick their brain and ask them questions or what have you, who would it be and why?
Jesus.
Okay.
That's the only person I can think of that's really I got questions for.
Okay.
I know from my life on the spiritual side, I just have a lot of questions about the world and what's going on, because my story of how I became a massage therapist, I just prayed and asked God, what should I do with my life? And the next day I went to massage school. Like, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't do research, anything. I was just thrown to that. And so this is what I do. So it's like I was called to do this type thing. So I would sit down and ask him, what's next?
Okay. Good deal. And if I were asked the same question, I'd probably say right now at this place where I'm in my life right now, I'd probably say Tim Ferriss, the author of the book 4-Hour Work Week, just because I think that just blows my mind. I'm just so intrigued by the whole concept. And Thomas Edison, just because I've been reading about and learning about his story, and as well as others like Albert Einstein and Leonardo da Vinci, of whom I'm a big fan of. He's a very interesting character. But Thomas Edison, you know, it's like said that he, you know, tried and failed at, like, the light bulb or something for, like, over, like, 1,000 tries or something like this. And he, you know, just kept pressing forward to accomplish, you know, inventing the light bulb or what have you. And so that is very intriguing to me, the fact that he didn't give up on it. And if I'm not getting his story mixed up with someone else's, I believe, too, that he at one point was, like, not a jack of all trades, but he had a hand in his business, whereas he did everything. He did the inventions, and he also did the sales and different aspects of the business himself. So, and I know that that might have been like a challenge for him. So I would ask some questions about how, you know, does he deal or how did he deal or cope with that. And I think at one point, you know, his invention side of things did lack because he was so involved in the sales part of it. But, you know, that's even to go back to what you said about, you know, hiring people to help you. You know, if something's not your forte or something you don't particularly care to do, just, you know, being in a place to where you can hire those professionals to take that, to lessen that burden for you. So,
yeah, and that's the other thing I say, too. I always always try to take people to lunch and ask them how did they become successful? Mm-hmm. How did they grow? In any field, like a famous doctor or a lawyer or whatever that person is great in, take them to lunch, have some tea or a meal, and just ask them what did they do to become successful? How did they have this balance in their life? And that's what I did, and that's how I learned so much. I just started asking people, you know, can I take you to lunch and get to know more about you and what did you do to become who you are today?
Mm.
So that was a good thing. And I love Thomas Edison, what you were saying. That's one of my favorite quotes. It was an interview, and the guy asked him, Thomas, you know, it took you 1,000 times to mess up. You messed up 1,000 times to make the light bulb. And Thomas Edison said, no, I didn't mess up 1,000 times. I just found 1,000 ways how not to make the light bulb.
Right, right.
And the reason I like that, because Thomas Edison showed how positive he can be. In the midst of your chaos and all that, he showed that, okay, so this is not how you do it, so I need to keep doing it until I can find it. And that's the thing. The repetition of a good thing is the key to success. And also being a leader is first being a student. That's one of the quotes that I always say. A leader, but I'm a leader at all times. It's a call on about God to be. I'm a student at all times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a call by God to be a leader. And at that time, I am still a student being taught how to be a leader along the way. So that means always trying to grow and, you know, listen to your people and things of that nature.
Yeah, wow. And that's awesome, because I know, like, that ties into, you know, you saying you need to know your why. You know, because
right.
if you don't know your why, you don't have purpose in being here in your existence and what you're doing, then it's easy for you to just give up, you know, at the first sign of failure or what have you, you know, just giving up. Because there's a difference in a temporary defeat and failure. So,
right.
And I think that's somewhere in the Think and Grow Rich book too, you know. So there's definitely a difference. And I think that knowing your why helps you to, you know, look err on the side of a temporary defeat rather than a failure and when you give up and don't try or don't reach your goal. So.
Right, right. I mean, I can go on and on. But,
You can go on one more time. Go on one more.
I just say massage on the go started off as Temple Party Express.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel that. You know, I had massage chairs and institutions and a nail tech that'll travel and come to your office and give you a massage and do all this high-end stuff. But I had to step back and say, no, it ain't going to work. Because I started going to nail shops. I go to a high-end nail shop and a nail shop in a lower-end neighborhood to compare the people and see who really gets the massage. And then I took that information and started my own little thing on the side. And then that failed. So, well, not failed, but that didn't work. So I stepped back and I took information from Temple Party Express and the other little thing I had going on, and I said, okay, so how can I make this so corporate America will like what I'm presenting to them?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Morgan Keegan when I was 23. I talked to the people that own the property. They didn't know who I was. I just grabbed a suit, went down there one day, and said, hey, I'm going to give y'all free massages for 2 days, 4 hours a block. And just whoever likes the massage, they'll tip me. If not, you know, just keep going. And
mm-hmm.
then after that, charge y'all $1 a minute. They don't know. I ain't never done that before. I
mm-hmm.
just had the most idea, went down there and did it. And now it's 9 years later, and it's one of my largest clients.
Wow. That
so
is inspiring. It really is.
But it's just having that. Because, I mean, you go here and know. And that no is not to take to heart. It's to step back and say, did I present myself in a way? What type of person is this? Because there's a lot of things that go into the word no. Because some
mm-hmm.
people can be a bad day. Some people's father could have died. You never know what's going on. So when you see that person again, greet them with a smile. And it took me 6 years to get into St. Jude's. The contract I got with St. Jude's
mm-hmm.
took me 6 years. Every person I talked to hated massages. Now, I found a person in there that liked massages, and now I got the contract.
I see.
So it's just being persistent and knowing the person that you're going after and knowing that the no doesn't mean the end. It mm-hmm. just means not right now.
Yeah, and as you cultivate the mindset that is required in order to achieve what you want to achieve or realize what you want to realize, what you desire to realize, you have to realize, too, that it's not about changing yourself into something that you're not. It's not about being something you're not. It's about, you know, really opening yourself up to all that you can be, you know, like if you only use, you know, a small portion of your brain and all of this, you know, but you can really expand and open up to possibilities and things that you didn't even know existed if you were just open to them. And then, too, you know, for example, like I would consider both you and Candace to have the personalities that are kind of infectious to where you can, you know, you go into a room and you easily talk to people and introduce yourself and you're great at networking and inspiring people to and influencing people to buy and that kind of thing. But, you know, us as other, you know, I'm saying us meaning me too, with other mind-body professionals, you know, we don't all have that. And it's okay. You can still be successful and not have that, but then be able to, but find out what works for you and work it from a different angle. And also, you know, if you when you do get to a point to where you can afford to hire somebody who has that infectious personality, you know, create that advocate for your business to be able to go out on your behalf and do that for you. So I think that there's been a whole lot of juicy tidbits and insightful information shared during this podcast. Sam, I want to thank you so much for, you know, the time and energy that you put into this and sharing what your experiences and your insights and what have you. I'm going to read a quote by Marianne Williamson. And then I'll ask you, you know, if there's anything else you want to say before we technically close out. It's called Our Deepest Fear. It's from A Return to Love, Reflections of the Principles of A Course in Miracles. And it reads, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that's the quote. And with that, I'd like to, you know, encourage the listeners, encourage all of us to, you know, not play ourselves small, of course, realize our worth and what we have to offer the world. And also, you know, tap into like the child in you, that fearless child. Because a lot of children, you look at them and, you know, it's like they don't know what they can't do, you know, or they haven't yet been programmed to believe things like, you know, that, you know, something is dangerous or that might be hard or you can't do this, so they do it anyway. So I want to encourage the listeners to kind of tap into that child within and go forth and take leaps and take, you know, risks and what have you and see what you can gain from that, even if it's a lesson learned that you can apply to something more positive and more desired. Is there anything you'd like to share before we close out? Maybe give your contact information if you have any programs or anything that somebody
Sam at massageonthegomentors.com. Just shoot me an email. If you have any questions, anybody listening to the podcast, I'm always trying to help people. The information that I have, I share for free. I got robbed in the beginning trying to get business coaches and everything, and once they started coaching me, I realized that everything they were saying, I can just Google it. So I tell anybody the stuff, I Google the people I know, and please read the book, The E-Myth Revisited. I repeat, the letter E, the word myth, short for mythological, revisited. Please read that book. It's a real good book. If you want to be an entrepreneur, just, I call it the Entrepreneur Bible. It's pretty simple. It's nothing detailed in it at all. It's just the skeletons of running a company that you have to know your position, what you want to do.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate that, Sam, and I know we can go on and on. And just to piggyback off of something you said about, you know, coaching and what have you, I'm a big fan of, you know, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. Sorry about that. Call coming in. But there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. Knowledge and information is already out there. I just know that some of us don't necessarily, you know, have the time or the desire to go out and kind of compile all that information. And that's where some of the resources that I provide through Embody by Excel, Spyscapes, and other people like yourself may have to share to others who are, you know, in the processes of building their practices. So we are here for you. Feel free to reach out if there's something that you all have questions about or insights or anything you want to share, comments, or what have you. And again, Sam, thank you so much. I'll leave you be. And I want to invite everyone to continue to check back to listen to upcoming podcasts. You can listen to the last podcast posted. And go forth and conquer. Until next time, peace.
Hi, this is Candace Holyfield, also known as the Six Figure Spa Chick on Instagram. I am inviting you all to join the Spa Boss Tribe. We're connecting with therapists across the United States. It's free business tips. It's free spa conference calls. You just text the word owner to 31996 to join. It's absolutely free. Monthly calls every single month. Periscope. Free business tip on Instagram at the Six Figure Spa Chick. I look forward to connecting with you. Again, just text the word owner to 31996. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.